This upcoming look at your news for the hour is being brought to you now by Al Hansen Motors of downtown Bad Axe, the Thumbs only used car dealership with a full line service department. Taking a look first at your news for the hour. Because this is an election year, several village council seats will soon be expiring in the village of Elkton. According to Elkton Village Clerk and Treasurer Phyllis A. Baranski, there are three village council trustee seats expiring, which will be on the ballot in November. Nominating petitions and affidavit of identity forms are available in the clerk's office. They are due back no later than 4 p.m. on July the 21st. And another news for today. During the last Fremont Township meeting, Treasurer Candy Franzel reported she had talked with other township treasurers, and they met with a vendor to get more specifics about accepting the use of credit cards to pay the township bills. Franzel learned that going through certain vendors, that there would be no cost to the township for that service, and that method of payment could be added to the township's website so that residents could pay their property taxes online or for other items such as permits, cemetery lots, etc. The board approved allowing the treasurer to set up an account to be able to accept credit card payments. Franzel also reported she was informed that the Mayville State Bank will be merging with the Tri-County Bank. She reached out to both of those banks and was told that once the merger took place, they would still match the 2.5% interest rate that the township currently enjoys on their investments. However, the specific date for the merger has not yet been set, so the board has decided to stay with the Mayville State Bank at this time and see how things go once the merger does happen. The merger will end Mayville's claim to fame as the only independently owned and operated bank in Tuscola County. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at some further news right after this.
I'm hot.
Oh, hi, Nell.
No, I mean in the car.
Oh, well, then we have to go to Al Hansen Motors. They have the new 1234 refrigerant and can service all makes and models for all years of vehicles.
Here's Tyler with this week's vehicles.
Hi, this is Tyler. Right now I have a 2020 Chevy Malibu that gets up to 36 miles per gallon. It has cloth interior, Bluetooth, with Android Auto and Apple CarPlay, a backup camera, remote start, and more. It has 114,000 miles and we're asking $11,780. You can get up to 34 miles per gallon in our 2023 Ford Escape ST line. It's all-wheel drive, has brand new tires, heated seats and heated steering wheel, remote start, leather trim cloth seats, and a lot more. It's in great shape with 44,000 miles and we're asking $24,580. We also have a 2020 Ford EcoSport Titanium. It gets up to 30 miles per gallon, has 41,000 miles, and is priced to sell at $16,580. And wrapping up for this week, I have a 2017 Chevy Cruze. It gets up to 47 miles per gallon. It has WeatherTech floor mats, Bluetooth, and has low miles for the year, just 78,000. Take it home starting at only $12,580.
I'm Al Hansen, and I guarantee it.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Returning now to your news for the hour. Efforts to call attention to and promote the Vanderbilt Park, which is Tuscola County's only park, continue on. The latest development at the park is the placement of a kiosk that outlines the rich history of the park and its connection to Native Americans. The park, which is on the edge of the Cass River in southwestern Tuscola County, has been used by the Chippewa tribe. They used to use it for seasonal camping and as well as a fishing village because it was so close to the Saginaw Bay. Tuscola's Park and Recreation Director Mark Putnam has extensively researched the county's history and has coordinated the effort to have a kiosk which showcases that. And another news for today. Several projects have been completed by the Village of Ubley's DPW workers. DPW Supervisor Vince Kuntz reported that the new playground equipment has been delivered and installed. The department also installed a new fire hydrant, which needed to be done to replace one that was cracked. The crew has also cleaned up around Veterans Park, the courts, and the memorial area. During the meeting, the department's new full-time worker Nick Booms and new part-time seasonal worker Logan Johnson were also introduced. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumb Area news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. That newscast has been brought to you now courtesy of Al Hansen Motors of downtown Bad Axe, the Thumb's only used car dealership with a full-line service department.